In Israel's Iron Dome, as Iran launches a massive barrage of missiles. ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
About 15% of the missiles that have been launched have gotten through, and some of them are creating damage, as we've seen, and some of them creating fatalities.
Meeting with advisors in the Situation Room Tuesday, President Trump demanding Iran's unconditional surrender, claiming total control over Iranian airspace. Ukraine's president says a U.S. citizen was killed when Russia launched hundreds of drones targeting Kyiv on Tuesday. Senate Republicans are proposing new changes to President Trump's big spending bill, including permanent tax breaks and new Medicaid work requirements, and the state and local tax deduction down from House approved $40,000 to $10,000. In Sunrise, Florida, Tuesday night,
the Panthers have done it in six games.
Call on WQAM as the Florida Panthers beat the Edmonton Oilers at 5-1, Game 6, Stanley Cup Finals. This is ABC News. The latest company to cut back due to artificial intelligence.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says employees should expect to see layoffs at the company in the next few years. In a blog post, he writes, as Amazon rolls out more generative AI technology across the company, he expects it will reduce our total corporate workforce. Jassy didn't specify when that reduction will happen or how many jobs will be impacted. Amazon has already begun introducing generative AI technology into its e-commerce platform and its Alexa voice assistant. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
General Mills announcing that the company will voluntarily remove artificial colors from its foods by 2027. The Cheerios maker also says it will remove synthetic dyes from all of its foods served in K-12 schools by summer 2026. Italy will be banning cell phones in schools starting next year. Officials say the goal is to reduce distractions and improve learning. There'll be exceptions for students with disabilities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high in the mid-70s with rain that could be heavy at times. Thunderstorms could mix in by midday. Showers ending tonight with clouds clearing overnight and a low of 60. Thursday, sunny with showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85. Friday, up to 86 with a possible rain in the morning. And then 94 Saturday and Sunday. The air is calm right now, WRCO, following an earlier reading today of 69. It is 65 degrees. We have recorded just a few sprinkles this morning as well. Today is Wednesday, June 18th. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free. a gray stone chapel here at Folsom. A house of worship in this den of sin. You wouldn't think that God had a place here at Folsom. But he saved the soul of many lost men. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom stands 100 years old, made of granite rock. It takes a ring of keys to move here at Folsom, but the door to the house of God is never locked. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but the Lord has set my soul free. There are men here that don't ever worship. There are men here who scoff at the ones who pray. But I've got down on my knees in that gray stone chapel, and I thank the Lord for helping me each day. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom, it has a touch of God's hand on every stone. It's a flower of light in a field of darkness, and it's given me the strength to carry on. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free.
Johnny Cash and the Family Band live at Folsom Prison and Greystone Chapel. Good morning, everyone. It is time for us to get together again. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail from Sextonville. We hurried and got yard work done last night, did a little mowing. June did a little tilling with a little mini tiller, and we said, all right, it's going to pour rain tonight. We didn't get it, but looks like some could be on the way today. We've had a little light sprinkle or two here early on today, and it looks like we're going to get rain down today, so be prepared. We have some info to get you in the know. Those rascally Cubs won the opening game of the series with the Brewers last night. We'll check the scoreboard, including some scores from the state baseball tournament as well, in about 10 minutes. Thanks for putting the radio on. We hope it fits well today. Here's Aaron Tippin.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four-ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas whipping in the wind. Tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. fingers crossing my back. Dash a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Two antennas a whipping in the wind. Now there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. She ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with a radio. The radio.
Glittering stars. Have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range where the deer. Part of the West, 'tis unlikely he'll ever return to the banks of Red River, where seldom, if ever, their flickering campfires burn.
Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and the Sons of the Pioneers. A little Western for you today. We have both kinds, country and Western, this morning. And an aerobic polka coming up in just a little bit here today as well. We have some info to get you in the know as well. Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board sponsoring a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin. The first trip scheduled for today, 9 until 1, from Muscadet to Port Andrew. Thursday from 9 until 2, from Lone Rock to Gotham. For more information, you can contact 608-739-3188 or email marcia.curtis@wi.gov. And the farmers market will be open today in Richland Center, a great opportunity to pick up some awesome food. Richland County residents 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 or older, meeting the income requirements, are eligible for senior farmers market vouchers. They will be distributed today from 12:30 until 1:30 at the Farmers Market in Richland Center. For information, contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. We get set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. It is 5:15. Here is the group Southern Pacific.
We'll be right back. start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmers Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect for me.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today's sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday in the WIAA state baseball action, Johnson Creek defeated Pittsville 6-2, and Pacelli was a winner over Edgar 14-2 in Division 4. Division 3, the year ended for Fenimore as they lost 5-3 to Kewaunee. And Kenosha St. Joseph was a winner 14-4 over Barron. Today, the Reedsburg Beavers will be in action as they play in Division II's semifinals. Second game of the morning, Aquinas and Seymour play at 9, followed by New Berlin Eisenhower and Reedsburg in Game 2. Seiya Suzuki and Pete Crow Armstrong homered, and the Cubs beat the Brewers 5-3 in a matchup of National League Central contenders. Kyle Tucker had three hits as Chicago improved to 4-1 on a 10-game homestand. Matt Shaw lined a run-scoring double, and Ben Brown pitched five innings of two-run ball. Isaac Collins hit a two-run home run for Milwaukee, which had won 4 of 6. The Brewers closed to 4-3 on Jory Ortiz's single in the sixth inning, but Brad Keller with a chance to pitch an inning before Daniel Palencia handled the ninth for his seventh save. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami 8-3 over Philadelphia, Colorado 10, Washington 6, Atlanta 5, the Mets 4, Dodgers 8-6 over San Diego. In the American League, the Angels 4, Yankees nothing, Baltimore 5-1 over Tampa Bay, Kansas City 6, Texas 1, Seattle 8-0 over Boston, Houston 13, and the Athletics 3. Interleague play, Detroit 7-3 over Pittsburgh, Toronto 5, Arizona 4, St. Louis 12-2 over the White Sox, Cincinnati 6, Miami, and that is Minnesota 5, and Cleveland 3-2 over San Francisco. And the Florida Panthers repeated as Stanley Cup champions by beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 of the final last night. That's a look at sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
A few sprinkles along your path today. It is a 65-degree reading. We're headed toward 75 and some rain, maybe heavy at times, later on. So we need a little bit of a pick-me-up here, and there's nothing better than an aerobic polka, which is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks. No fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right. Pace yourself. A one and a two and a three and a... Your 2.5 minute cardio this morning, and that was provided by Blue Banners Orchestra, the Julita Polka. Whew, that was a hot one. A smoking aerobic polka today, just what you need. Well, we're just ahead of farm news and markets this morning here on WRCO FM 100.9, and we cruise in that direction with Mel Tillis and the Statesider.
Got to lose these blues. So stomp, stomp them grapes and make that wine. Put it in a bottle, boys, and shake it on down the line. I said, stomp, stomp them grapes and make that wine. There's a trouble man in trouble with a woman on his mind. She should want to leave me is a deep, dark mystery. I may not find the answer, but I'll find me a judge. 'Cause I'm gonna do some drinking, boys. It's really got me buzzed. So stop, stop them grapes and make that wine.
A daytime high of around 75 with some rain maybe on the way today. A trace of precipitation this morning. A few sprinkles have fallen. And we are at our overnight low. It is 65 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Opportunities for U.S. ethanol as trade chats continue. I'm Erin Anderson with Wisconsin Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association says he's optimistic a trade agreement that comes from the G7 summit could benefit U.S. corn producers. Bradley Shad says there are opportunities for U.S. ethanol as Japan increases the ethanol blends in its gasoline to 10% by 2030.
I was a part of one of the first trade missions that went over there with U.S. Grains Council on ethanol probably close to 10 years ago now. And so it's exciting for me to see that come to fruition and just helping those trade agreements come to fruition across the globe. And we're excited to work alongside the administration to make sure that that happens.
He says the United Kingdom and other countries could also increase their ethanol use. Wisconsin's biggest outdoor farm show is 7 weeks away, and organizers gave reporters a preview Tuesday. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Farm Technology Days is being hosted by Clinton Farms in Waupaca County, where the third and fourth generations of the Clinton family milk 800 cows, raise their heifers, and grow their own crops. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days General Manager Janet Keller tells Brownfield, yes, there will be plenty of field demonstrations.
We'll have a variety of hay harvesting equipment, we'll have tillage equipment, we'll have a great tiling demonstration by some of our sponsors, and in addition, we'll have the drones.
Clinton Farms has hosted the show twice before in 1978 and 2003. Tom Clinton is the second generation farmer and says the third and fourth generations now run the farm, and a lot has changed, including a new 60 cow rotary parlor, which reduced milking time and labor.
A couple girls in there and they're milking cows, and bam bam, and they're a couple hours, they're about done.
Keller says the Farm Technology Day shows non-farm families how a modern farm works and shows farmers the latest tools available. From Bear Creek, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Concerns about President Trump's tariff strategy were outlined during a Farmers for Free Trade town hall event in Iowa on Tuesday. Brownfield's Brent Barnett was there.
Eastern Iowa farmer Matthew Willimack is a farmer director for the Iowa Soybean Association. He tells Brownfield he's concerned about the long-term impact of what he calls on-again, off-again tariffs.
Uncertainty in the markets, lower markets in corn and soybeans. This spring, I would say we weren't necessarily heavily impacted.
Brian Keel, executive director of Farmers for Free Trade, says uncertainty in the ag industry can be damaging.
People need to know what the rules are, and when we've got trade wars with all the countries around the world, it's a hard business environment, and it's hard for a farmer, it's hard for an ag equipment manufacturer.
Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says a lot of U.S. ag prices are linked to global prices.
If these tariffs truly do get put in place, that's going to put a barrier between U.S. prices and world prices. That's going to make us a lot less competitive around the globe in selling our product.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade was relatively quiet, and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet for the most part again Tuesday, which is pretty typical. There were a handful of heifers that sold in Kansas at $229, but the rest of cattle country was quiet. Bids surfaced at $370 dressed in the north. Asking prices were reported in parts of the south at $238 plus live, while the north was quiet. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until the latter half of the week. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer cows 500 to 550 pounds were steady to $7 lower. Steers 600 to 700 pounds were mostly steady, with spots of $8 higher on steers 650 to 700 pounds. The USDA says demand was good on the light to moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 702 to 748 pounds brought 330 to 351.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 609 to 640 pounds, brought $324 to $333. Box beef closed sharply higher with solid demand from moderate offerings. Choice was up $440 at $386.51. Select was $507 higher at $372.54. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs close higher with a solid negotiated run. The cash hog market continues to struggle with consistency. Demand remains a bright spot, though, which has helped provide significant price support. When it comes to customers on the global market, China remains a wild card. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 312 with a weighted average of 109.24. The Iowa Minnesota closed 202 higher with a weighted average of 109.83. And the Western Corn Belt closed 235 higher with a weighted average of 109.92. Pork values closed higher, up 41 cents at 119.89. Butts, ribs, and hams were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, even on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of direct cattle business and Friday's on feed report from the USDA. and lean hog futures followed cattle lower with additional pressure from the weakness in pork values. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace and Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on the decline in the USDA's national condition rating. July was 4 1/4 higher at 1074. August was up 4 1/2 at 1076 1/4. Corn was mostly higher on spread trade and solid demand, with July down 3 1/4 at 431 1/2 and September 3 higher at 423 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply ahead of widespread direct business. August live was 490 lower at 210.65, and October was down 435 at 208.55. August feeders were 687 lower at 303.35. And with spillover from cattle, July hogs were down 15 at 111.65. August was 87 lower at 111.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Monitoring farmland conversion for solar power today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Arkansas residents can rest assured that their state is not becoming a giant solar farm. In fact, says Mike Pop, only a tiny fraction of Arkansas farmland has been converted to solar so far.
When people see ag land going out of production, they're naturally sort of worried about whether this is going to have an impact on the economy of Arkansas.
Pop is a farm management professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture.
I've played with renewable fuels and renewable energy projects from biomass to soybean oil to biodiesel for a few decades now, and this one's looking pretty exciting to me. Our demand for electricity is probably not going to go down, so we need to find ways to generate it that is a good use of our resources.
As that demand for power rises, says Pop, the idea of a homegrown source has some appeal.
If we want to have a renewable standard in the state of Arkansas and we produce it locally rather than buying it, say, from Arizona or whatever, there are efficiencies in building local. And there's a reason why we have these large-scale solar fields going in into ag land.
Pop hinted that future research may reveal the viability of using Arkansas's many irrigation reservoirs for floating solar installations. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the 2nd and 4th Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
I'm Nicole Huslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Wisconsin Congressman has asked Ag Secretary Burke Rollins to address milk labeling issues. Derek Van Orden says milk substitutes made from things like almonds and oats are not milk, according to USDA's own definition, and they shouldn't be called milk.
To get this done, we introduced a bill in last Congress. It didn't get through the Senate, but you know, I'm all for doing this through initial executive action following up with some type of legislation, because it will have a profound effect on our dairy industry.
He says the way fluid milk is labeled is also confusing for consumers.
We can label milk skim milk, 1% milk, 2% milk, and then we call it whole milk. The fat content in whole milk is 3.25%, mm-hmm. and people think they're drinking butter.
Secretary Rollins says she agrees and expects these issues to be addressed soon.
One of the vehicles that's coming soon is the dietary guidelines,
oh, yeah.
which Secretary Kennedy and I are working on together. And that's not due until October, but you'll see that way before October.
They made their comments during a recent House Ag Committee meeting. Meanwhile, the global dairy trade index in New Zealand Tuesday continued a five-week slump, down 1%. Lactose led the categories lower, down 3.6%, followed by whole milk powder and mozzarella. Cheddar sales were up about 5%, and butter was also higher for the week. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Tuesday, pressured somewhat by a higher dollar and weaker global prices. Dry whey was up a half a cent at 55 and a quarter cents. Blocks down 2.5 at $1.75 and a half. Barrels down 2 cents at $1.77. Butter down 1.5 cents at $1.57 and three quarters. And non-fat dry milk down a half a cent at $1.26 and a half. I'm Nicole Huslip with Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tipstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell any implement or farm machinery? We are looking for more consignments for our machinery sale. Coins, boats, tools, antiques, marbles, and more. Online only ending June 25th at 6 p.m. Soft close. To view, go to www.tipstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Today's high temperature will be at around 75, mainly cloudy, periods of rain, possibly some rumbles of thunder today. Also tonight, any showers ending, patchy fog is possible, and a low of 60. Thursday, partly cloudy and warm, a slight chance of a shower toward evening, a high of 84. Friday, 85 with warm and sticky conditions, sun peaks, and a 30% chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm. Right now, east to southeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. We are at our overnight low. It is 65 degrees this morning. So that's how it goes weather-wise. We did pick up just a few sprinkles early on today. Good luck getting there as you head about your merry way. This is Dolly Parton with a classic on the Milk House Show.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene. eyes like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Chores that we had to do. It didn't take long before we were through. Then we let the pickup truck just wander around. We make a run to the county now. We'd always wave when we saw someone. Grandpa'd make up a song as we rolled along. The post office without fail. We get some feed and we check out the mail. We never took the same road twice on the way back home. Spent two or three in New York City and I moved back to Texas, tired, hell, it had enough. I go to Luke and Buck on Saturdays, cause Hondo had a way to brighten up my day. He always made me laugh when we rode in his pickup truck. We'd make a run to the county down. We'd always wave when we saw someone. And I knew it'd make up a tale as we rolled along. Stomps without fail. He gets to chew and we check out the man. We never took the same road twice on the way back home. Well, I miss Grandpa and Honda too. I really miss things that we used to do. So last week I went out and bought me an old pickup truck. Now me and my kids spend Saturdays. We do fun things in a simple way. We love to start the day with a ride in the pickup truck. We make a run to the county down. We always wait when we see someone. The kids love to make up a song as we roll along. Post office without fail. We get stamps and we check out the mail. We never take the same road twice on the way back home. Half the fun's getting lost on the way back home.
Jerry Jeff Walker and the Pickup Truck Song on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. Tony's weather is coming up.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Before dawn breaks, you're already hard at work because dairy farming just isn't a way to earn a living, it's a way of life. At Johnson Tractor and Case IH, they understand the pride in every gallon of fresh milk, the bond you share with your herd, and the generations you uphold. The rugged tractors and implements are built for the long haul, so you can focus on family, farm, and tomorrow's promise. Johnson Tractor and Case IH, driven by your dedication.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the scattered rain across the region since last evening has only produced small amounts of moisture, generally a trace to about 0.2 inches. We could still get a couple tenths of an inch of rain today, though, as low pressure swirls from Illinois up toward Lake Michigan. And then behind this, otherwise a pretty seasonal weather shaping up for tomorrow into Friday. We will have a chance of a widely scattered shower thunderstorm late tomorrow and Friday as a warm front moves through, although the better chance staying in the northeast half of the states. Do expect some dangerously hot and humid weather for the weekend as a big dome of heat comes in from the southwest, coupled with dew points up around 70. That'll produce heat index readings up into the low 100s at least. Be sure to exercise heat safety tips, including drinking plenty of extra water, slowing down from heavy activity, getting in the shade and air conditioning when necessary, and wearing lightweight, light-colored clothing. We'll have more on this situation coming up as we get closer. It looks like our next chance of rain then would come in toward late Monday and Tuesday of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Mainly cloudy with some off and on showers, possibly some rumbles of thunder. High temperature in the mid-70s. Variable wind becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, any showers ending. Patchy fog possible, low at 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a slight chance of a shower toward evening. High temperature about 84. West winds 7 to 14. For Friday, warm and sticky, some sun peaks and still a 30% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, high reaching the middle 80s. For Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and dangerously hot and humid. Low temperature 71, high 94. Heat index could reach the low 100s. Sunday, another scorcher with sunshine and high humidity, high of 94. Monday, a chance of storms late, high 91. Some rain on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
65 degrees and cloudy conditions. 86 was yesterday's high. The record high, 94 in 1994. Record low, 42 in 1940. Last year's high was 89 and the low, 75. Sunset will happen at 8:45 this evening and then sunrise time tomorrow morning, 5:21. Right now we have a southeast wind at 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.89, up slightly from earlier. And we have experienced a few sprinkles this morning, so qualifying as just a trace of precipitation. With cloudy skies, we're at our overnight low. It is 65.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Thanks for tuning in. WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center. It is 6 o'clock. A news update this hour is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The Israel-Iran war rages for a sixth day, neither side backing down. Israel pounding scientific sites in Iran, Iran lobbing missiles into Israel, most deflected. And this morning, a warning.